Okay.
Recording in
Ooh.
progress.
Recording in
It looks like
progress.
she's on a freaking TV show.
Oh my
What?
gosh, look at us. All right, so I think we're going, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So I guess welcome back to another episode. And our first video episode. So this will go up on YouTube. If you're listening, go to YouTube because it's gonna be more fun there. We're here today with Sid and Taylor, returning guests.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Let me hang you guys. Taylor, your video looks so clear. What the
I
hell?
know, that's what I'm telling you. It looks like she's like fancy, and now I'm here
She's
in the fuzzy
glowing.
dark.
I don't know what to tell you. I updated some settings on my Zoom.
The
Oh,
heck?
damn. We gotta get on that, Sid.
Know.
All right, so I guess so we only have 40 minutes, so we're gonna zoom through the segments and then I'm gonna let Taylor and Sid take away the topic because they're my smart friends.
Waves.
I guess who wants to start?
Well, you start.
Well, I guess for like podcast announcements, it's Taylor told me we can record on Zoom and upload the MP4 to YouTube and MP3 to the RSS website. So she's actually gonna walk me through that after we're done with this. And then y'all wanna do food of the week first?
Sure.
Go in order? Okay. I guess mine was tacos. I had some tacos and those were pretty good.
Always tacos.
Mine is always going to be tacos. If I've had tacos during the week, it is the tacos.
Which is like 89% of the time.
Yeah.
Olive's trying to get out of my room, so I'm rolling. One quick second. Goodbye. Okay, I'll
Okay.
go.
Yeah.
My food of the week, I made puppy chow and it was so good and I could eat it so long. But then after I eat it so many times, it feels like I'm eating nothing. So I'm on a break
Yeah.
from puppy chow
You're on a tea break from puppy chow?
now.
Yeah. that sounds good. Did you just like make it yourself?
Yeah, I made a giant like bag. It was so good because we went up to the cabin, which is my high of the week, sneak
Yes.
peek. But so I made puppy chow because what is life without a snack?
Yeah, no kidding. Taylor? Taylor?
Fish that
That
my
you
dad
just ate?
on the grill that I just ate about an hour ago. It was lemon pepper fish and it was really good.
It sounds good. Dang. What kind of fish was it? Do you not
Think
know?
he just got like cod fillets.
Okay. You don't
Yeah,
like
just frozen cod
tilapia?
fillets. Oh my gosh. So I have a Vegan. bag of tilapia in my freezer downstairs. And Dad grilled it for me one day, and I just really didn't like it. Like, I almost threw up while I was eating it. So now I have like this entire bag of tilapia in the freezer downstairs.
Jeez, the only fish I've liked so far is salmon.
Oh.
So I'll make that. But only
Walleye,
when
black
Alex is gone.
pepper.
But yeah, because it stinks up the house and Alex hates
Oh.
fish. So
Yeah.
makes sense. It's fair, I guess.
I
I
guess.
guess.
There.
What's
Six.
the next one?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Already said hers.
Okay.
I
So
know.
I was up in Duluth this weekend with some friends. We have friends who live up there, so we went up to visit them. We brought Ink up and that was fun. We were just there for a night, but we got some hiking in and went to a few new restaurants. So that's always a good time with them. But yeah, that's my high.
My high, well, I already said I went to the cabin, but the high of the high, we
Ooh.
went tubing down a river, but not like fast tubing. It's literally called the Lazy River because of how like chill it
Lazy it
is.
is.
It was so
Oh,
pretty. The water is like perfectly clear. It was hot out, so like being on the river was so nice. Oh,
where
that
were
was good.
you?
Miltona, it's like Alexandria basically. It's
Oh, yeah.
so fun. And the people are fun too, but the river.
The people were all right.
You're funny.
They're fine. Man, that's fun.
Taylor?
Taylor?
I think mine probably was, we just had our Merrill like softball tournament, so our hometown softball tournament. And it's just like one of my favorite weekends of the year, other than the 4th of July weekend. So we had 49 and that's a lot of teams for little Merrill, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
So
no
it's just
kidding.
fun because there's so many people there. It's really good for like our community here.
Yeah.
And it's one of our like huge events that we have. So yeah, it was.
That's awesome. Yeah, because Merrill is like softball and meth, right? That's your guys' things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna get in trouble for that.
Explicit warning.
Oops. Yeah. Okay. We'll just get along by that one. You guys got like a lift of the
No, I do not.
week? Yeah.
Wait,
Taylor?
actually,
Oh, Sydney?
we have one.
There's one that Katie sent me that I really want to try slash make our soccer girls do because, shoot, what was it? 'Cause I might have to go. It was a landmine variation, and I loved it. Not to do, to give to our girls. Oh, is that the
Oh.
one you put in the Snapchat group?
Oh, landmine
Oh
curtsy lunge. Okay, that one actually, that will be my lift of the week, even though I didn't do it because I hate it. But I love it. Landmine curtsy lunge are so good. That's all. Okay, Taylor, go. I'm okay. What are you eye boggling at?
How is my battery running low when it is charging?
I'll tell you. Okay.
Oh no, I'm at
so
80%.
I'm you're okay. Is it not plugged into the wall?
Bruh, it's plugged into the wall. Guys.
And Sid are gonna take over the podcast for this week.
Yeah, you guys just keep chatting.
JK, bye, K. But she's a host, so I think if she's gone, then we're
Wait,
gone.
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's worried. Okay. Let's.
Okay.
So
Okay, Taylor, lift of the week. I'm still doing the Sydney Cummings like workout. This is the last week of the summertime fine one. So it's been
Oh,
11 weeks and we're on week 11.
dang.
And when was it? I think it was Saturday. It was like strength and conditioning workout, which it was not fun. So me and Courtney's my little sister, did it together. And there's this one, so all of it was like combo moves. So it was like either like an ab and a like leg or an ab and an arm or an arm and a leg, like together for every single exercise. And so the one that she had us do at the end, it was so like bicycle crunches, but like fast-paced bicycles, and then skull crushers while we were doing the bicycles.
Dang.
So it was like 10-pound weight in both arms, like doing skull crushers on the floor, but then also doing bicycles at the same time.
That's crazy.
So it was a
Sounds
lot of like coordination. Courtney could not get it at first. She was like, I don't understand how my arms are supposed to do this and my legs are supposed to do I get that. it, Courtney. I get it. But it was like you felt it. Like you really felt it because like your core had to hold up your legs because your arms were doing a completely different like movement. But it was good. It hurt the next day, but it was good.
Yeah. Damn.
You still look alarmed.
It's crazy. What?
You still look alarmed. Still look kind
Me?
of frazzled.
I was a little frazzled. Guys, the problem was I had not the computer charger charging my computer. So that's on me.
Okay. Okay. I love you.
Wait, did I do my lift?
No,
Or
you did
no?
not.
Okay, slay. It is today's lift. I lifted right before this, and I'm starting to rep my max on bench press, and that's
Wait,
just
no.
really fun for me because,
You just see the lifting girlies chat start to
yeah.
call.
Yeah. So we got a call from the lifting chat. Anyways, but I'm starting to rep for like it's only like three or four, but
Still repping.
it's repping. Today was three. Alex helped me with my fourth, so I don't really count that one. But yeah, we're getting so close. My goal was to be able to bench 135 by the end of summer, and I'm at 125.
You're basically there.
Basically, right?
I think you could definitely try it and you'd probably get it.
I think, yeah, the problem we have though is like I am so used to like hypertrophy style training where you just it's like high rep, you know? And so I always like for my first set, I went 105, yeah, 105 by 12. I'm
Girl,
way
yeah, you
too much energy in my first and second set because my brain can't, it's so hard for me just to stop at like six or eight, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's so hard for me to just stop. I always go to 12 for almost, well, for like every other lift, I go to 12. I go three by 12 unless it's like overhead extension, I go like three by 20, abs, I go by 20. But like I'm so used to that. So when
Yeah.
I'm going for strength, when I'm trying to build strength and my compound lifts, I always exert too much energy in my first, second rep or my first or second set. So I just need to like train myself to not do that, to just like stop. Like even if I'm like, oh, I have more in me, I need to stop so that I can use that for my next few sets, you know? But
Yeah.
Yourself one or two warm-up sets, like of 5 to 8 reps, okay?
yeah.
And then you just go for the 135. I think you could get at least one rep of it, like with where you're
Maybe.
at.
I think you
Maybe.
can go more than that. If you can do 12 at that way, if you, yeah, like Tanner said, get into your working sets faster and go higher right away, you'd be fine.
Because I think
Yeah.
the thing, like, you're not repping as much 25 right now is because
Taylor's cutting out.
so
Are we
tired
losing
before.
Taylor or is it just me?
Yeah, I'm also
Oh.
losing Taylor.
Taylor, we're losing you.
Still
Taylor. Yeah. I'm throwing you a lifeline.
you.
Your sound just cuts out.
Can
Sorry,
you
Taylor.
hear?
Okay, we're skipping on to the next one because we're gonna run out of time.
I don't think we have a next one, do we? Hold on.
Hot take or
Hot take,
opinion?
current events. You guys got any?
Olympics, love.
Well, yeah. Rugby got bronze, which I
Bronze, I'm
was
so happy.
shocked by. I think Alex said it was New Zealand got gold, right? New
Yeah, and
Zealand,
then
then
oh, we got silver.
he. I'll look at my text from him. New Zealand, Canada.
Oh.
Canada got silver. Taylor,
Oh,
are you
my.
alive? Oh, Taylor wants to mention her circle water bottle.
An insulated one, not just the
In,
plastic one.
yeah.
But guys, it's so good.
You're back. The water bottle
She's,
saved her.
yeah, it was the power of the water bottle.
But another one, for those who follow soccer, Canadian women's soccer are going through a lot of drama right now because
Really?
they were spying on other teams with drones.
I saw that. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
-6 points for group play, which, like, unless they win this next game, like, they're kind of screwed because that's a lot of points taken away because you need like 6 points to get
Yeah.
in, really. But the US women are doing really, really good and they have to play Australia next, and I think that should be, crossing my fingers, an easy game for them. So I'm very excited. They play tomorrow at 12, I think.
So
Well,
you're gonna
tomorrow
be able
for
to
us.
watch it?
People listening, who knows? I'll be at work. But it'll be with my dad, so I will have it on.
Yeah,
Either of you
that's
know if
fair.
Simone Biles got her bars moved named after her?
Oh,
She
I
did.
don't.
I
She
think she
did.
did. Yeah. I think it went through.
Her
My
sixth
friend.
one.
Yeah, because now she has one on every event.
Yeah.
And did you see somebody did one of her, like the Biles 2 move this year?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Can you imagine people doing things that you did? Wow.
Hold on. Taylor. Taylor, fix yourself, man.
The way she's frozen is killing me.
Dude, yeah, she looks grumpy.
She probably is.
Taylor, you're dead.
Love you. Okay.
I saw her blinking, so I think we're okay. Four-time Olympic gold medal currently has she has five skills named after her.
So maybe she didn't get it then.
Oh, it's still in for evaluation as of
Oh.
July 25th.
So 5 days ago.
5 days ago.
I'm coughing.
It's still in evaluation. I lied.
Okay.
How many minutes are we in? Like, does it not tell us?
You should be able to see it.
I
I
don't know.
don't. Anyway, should we get into our topic though?
Yeah, let's
Taylor,
do
are
it.
you gonna die again?
I don't know. It's storming.
I wish it was storming here.
I am
There's
in
no
Wisconsin.
storm. I keep switching positions because
Big lightning outside.
a bunch of lightning.
Damn. So I guess Taylor threw together a topic for me because she's the only organized person here. So we're gonna be they're gonna be talking about recovery and the importance of it and what different recovery styles look like, right?
Yeah,
Sure.
got it.
I'm
All
just kind of
right.
shooting from the hip here, so Taylor's the organized one, like we said.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna log off here. You guys take
You're so
it
awesome.
away. Just kidding, I wanna learn. Okay, go.
Taylor, give
Talk.
us a try. Yeah, I guess. I'm just looking at what I have.
She's like, let me refresh.
Basically, we kind of like. The topic that we were going for was why recovery and rest are so important when it
Yeah.
comes to like lifting and exercising, because it's not just like recovery for your body and like the physical things, but it's also like recovery for your mental health. Lifting is great, or exercising is great for your mental health, but also recovery days are just as important for everything. I guess there's kind of two kinds of recovery. There's like your active recovery, and then there's passive. So if you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, I'm taking an active recovery day, it's normally like you're still doing some type of activity, but it's like light activity. You're not doing a full 45
Light
minute.
moderate activity.
Like a
Things like
nice long walk or an easy jog.
sometimes yoga, depending on what kind of yoga you do.
Yeah.
My yoga.
Yeah. Easy yoga.
A lot of times in like my recovery days, I'll do. Can you hear me? Why are your eyes like
Yeah, for a second we couldn't, but you're good
Yeah, at first we couldn't hear you for a minute there.
now. Got worried.
Wait,
Was
who
like a
was
lot of
like
times on
that?
my active recovery. You. I looked at your eyeballs and I was like, "What is going on?"
Stay focused.
Focus, focus, Taylor.
I'll go on like 2 to 3 mile walk, but I'm not going super fast. Like I'm going at like a pace where my heart rate's just kind of chilling. Like I'm just able to go. And when I feel like I'm done, I'm done. It's not like something where I'm pushing for a certain amount of miles, like I would on like a day where I'm trying, like it's a cardio day. I got a cardio day. I have a specific amount of time or a specific amount of miles I'm going for. And like, I'm like trying to beat my previous time or something like that. So an
Crap.
active recovery, it's gonna be more like you're relaxing, you're still trying to move your body, but you're not pushing yourself.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to be specific, your light exercises, your heart rate should be 64, less than 64% of your maximum heart rate. You get into moderate, which gets into maybe a little less of an active day, is like 64 to 76% of your maximum heart rate. And like I know, like Taylor talked about like walking or whatever, and like we talked about yoga, but like people can even consider like deep cleaning a house could be considered light to moderate activity, like vacuuming, mopping, stuff like that can also be considered like a active rest day, at least in my opinion.
I think so too. Heck, sometimes if it's real bad, that's a workout.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
Yep.
my house.
The dogs.
Yeah, honest.
Oh, nice.
And so your other type of recovery is passive recovery, and that's kind of just like your complete rest day, like where you're literally just giving your body an entire day to rest.
We love it.
And Sid, do you have like any advice on what it's better to use, when it's better to use?
So for like one thing I'll talk about all the time with our athletes is like the types of muscle soreness. So you have like depending on how intense your exercise was and what kind of exercise you did. So if it's like plyometrics is usually a very intense exercise and it's also weight bearing and involves jumping, like very explosive movements. So if
Yeah.
for an intense exercise, you're gonna need more recovery. And like that recovery will change. So like if we do plyometrics, you're going to be really sore. But if you do nothing the next day, you're gonna usually end up with DOMS, which is delayed onset muscle soreness, which is because obviously when you're doing these activities, your muscles are doing micro tears, which is good. That's how we build better muscle because the healing of that strengthens your muscle, blah, blah, blah. It keeps going. But if you do nothing the next day, and then you'll realize that the second and third day is when you actually hurt the worst, which I bet a lot of people can relate to. They're like, why is it hurt way worse on the second day than it did on the first day? Is because the muscle tears are like not healing as fast as they would if it was just that like acute muscle soreness of like, I just did like a leg day and I'm sore the next day. But like 2 days after that, I'm starting to feel better. Is where, like, when you do, because obviously your muscle heals with like blood flow because that brings all that your muscles need to it. And so, like, if you do that walking the next day or that yoga or something to at least get your body moving, you're getting increased blood flow. So, versus when our girls play a soccer game on Saturday, we always tell them, like, Sunday's always their off day. But I'm like, get a walk in, and if you can, even better, get a jog in, especially when your athlete who is competing those like 6 days a week. The it almost will sometimes hurt you more, depending on the obviously injury can change that. But if you don't do anything that seventh day when you're a very active person, then that can honestly make you worse on Monday, which isn't a practice day. So you're still healing from a lot of micro muscle tears, and then you have to go into like even harder activity because you have practice. So it's not just like, oh, I have the day off and I can walk. It's the I did nothing and now all of a sudden I'm going from 0 to, 90 of like sprinting, kicking a soccer ball around, etc. So for our girls, we always sound like, and this might be not the best advice for everybody, but if you're an extremely active person and you're doing all of this, like you have to take into account, like maybe you do the like intense and then you're doing a active rest day and then you do a passive rest day. So you kind of want to sandwich it after, especially for people who have that time in their schedule. And that active rest day, like you can even section into like body parts, right? Hard leg day, that active rest day can include an arm day, right? You're just doing upper body. And then you'd put your rest day there. And I know like Kay probably kind of has that schedule worked in when she talks about doing like the push pull legs of like that kind of naturally works itself in a way for you have an intense, leg day. Well, now you have an arm day to break it up and then
Right.
move on from there.
Right, yeah. And that is why I like that split so much too, because it does give my legs, my lower half to the time it needs to recover before getting into the next one, which is usually because it's legs, push, pull, legs. So I've got 2 days to
Yeah.
legs recover. And typically, my upper body gets sore and fatigued and stuff, but typically my legs need a longer recovery than my upper body, so I'm not as oh, a train's going on here. You can feel the house shake. I'm not as my fatigue doesn't really affect if I'm doing a back day and then doing chest the next day. It's not gonna really affect my workout all that much. But typically if I am taking a rest day, it's gonna be between my two upper body days, just to space those out a little.
Got anything
No.
Damn.
Okay, Taylor. Also, side note though, just because I say active rest day again, that's like light. Like I know Taylor addressed it. That's light because if you go like heavy every day,
Yeah.
like you are gonna. We talked. I mean, Kay's mentioned it before in the podcast. Like burnout is very real and will happen. Like that's even where
Yes.
it happens with college athletes of like. They get that rest day on Sunday, and then we come to Monday, and it's like, yeah, you guys are rough. Like, we're just gonna do something chill. Like, you have to adjust, especially because, like, when you get more consistent in your workouts, it also, I feel like, can cause it where you're like, sometimes you do need that extra rest day just because, like, you're keep, going up, and eventually you will plateau. And sometimes you need that rest day to, like, give you a little bit of a drop text to get you up again.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
And it's just, I mean, it's good for the gains. You're not
Exactly.
gonna grow if you don't let your body recover,
Right.
well, that and
Okay.
sleep.
Yep.
A big sleep advocate. This is why this podcast is almost past my bedtime.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I do have to say though, my sleep, I've been tracking it with my watch, so I don't know how accurate it actually is. I should look into that. But I use my Garmin watch to track. And my sleep is saying 7 hours a night, which is hella. That's hella. In high school, I was getting four.
Yeah, 7 is not a lot for me.
Oh.
I get
Seven
like
is so much for me.
it's a lot for me too.
7 is like I have to have 7 in order to like make it to work the next day.
Oh, I mean, okay. I think no, I go to bed early and I don't get up until 5:30-ish.
Until
But
5:30.
don't get
So
up until 5:30 at when I don't get up until 9:30.
okay, but the reason why I don't get more sleep is that I don't fall as it takes me forever to fall asleep. So I'm in bed, ready for sleep by 9:30.
Oh, shameless plug. Where is it? Wait, I have to find this.
We're all just struggling today.
My
Oh, I thought you were finding your cord.
Oh no,
Me and Kay both putting our heads closer to look at it.
Literally.
magnesium balm.
Is that plumper thing?
No, it's literally like lotion, kind of. It's
Oh.
like,
You just say
but
plumper?
yeah, there's that
It's
bum bum bum,
it
whatever.
says magnesium on it.
Okay.
So this, you know how people are like, oh, take magnesium to help you like sleep, recover, all of that.
Yeah.
I started putting this. You literally put like it on your feet, you rub it on your feet, or you can use it for lots of other things. But I use it for sleep. And before bed, I'll literally put it on my feet. And I will most of the time like conk out. Like this thing, love.
My mom got me Is it magnesium oil to rub
There's
on my
spray
feet?
too,
Yeah,
or
she got
oil.
me
There's lots
that
of.
because your mom told her about it. So
Yes,
she
I
got me
also
that.
have that too
I
from
am
my mom.
yet to use it. I've had it in my like linen closet for like 4 months. Mom, if
Oh,
you're listening, I'm so sorry. But I will start using it. I did at 8:27 get a 10-minute warning. So that's nice that it's letting us know because I have not been keeping track of time.
I still think that because this is your first time using Zoom, it'll pop up and say, "Do you want to extend this meeting?" But just in case, let's talk about other things.
It did say that, but it said I had to upgrade. But
Stupid.
yeah, let's move
Move
this right on.
on.
Okay, so since we were talking about sleep, I have something quick.
Okay.
Like when you sleep, you have your like different stages of sleep. So you have
Yeah.
light sleep, deep sleep, you have REM sleep. So your REM sleep is like one of your body's like main stages where it starts to heal. Okay.
Ooh.
So you go through like your sleep cycle, and every time you're in your REM sleep, you go through something. It's named after this, but it's your rapid eye movement. So
Yeah.
your eyes are closed, or like your eyelids are closed, but your eyes are constantly moving, like they're just fluttering. And that's when your body heals itself. So with the more cycles and the longer you can spend in REM, the more time your body has to heal. So
Okay.
that's why getting sleep is like so important, especially when you're like consistently training, consistently moving, because
Yeah.
your body doesn't have any other like mechanisms that are the same as being in that REM sleep. So, I just always relate it to like counseling, because there's a counseling practice or a technique called EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization, I can't say that word, and reprocessing. And so basically what it does is it mimics your eye movement in REM sleep. So a counselor or a therapist, whoever is trained in the technique, they'll lead you through different eye movements and tapping and that kind of stuff to get your eyes into that like movement. And it can actually help you, your brain heal from trauma.
Oh.
A lot of trauma victims go through this type of therapy, and it actually helps their brain heal from it. So if it can, that eye movement can help your brain heal from trauma, then very comparably, going to sleep and getting that eye movement in sleep helps your body heal from the different training, the different things that you're doing.
Okay. Interesting. I
Bubbles
didn't
is
know
right
that.
now. He's also sleeping, so
Who? Pablo?
he's dream barking. I love
Aww.
dream.
I'll
So
just
you hear a little boost in the background.
birds when she's sleeping, but it's just because she's trying to chase things.
Oh.
He's a
Ink
cat,
farts.
but no, he
Ink
does.
farts when he's sleeping. A
Oh yeah,
lot.
probably was that too. Okay.
So like,
Agree with the sleep though, because that's what we always tell our athletes. Like, I don't know what the exact number or like percentage is, but if you are like getting whatever, not a lot of sleep, less than 6 hours or whatever, your like rate of injury will actually, or like chance of getting injured will go
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
See if I can find it. Injury.
Are you looking at a study right now?
Trying to find Oh, Minnesota Sleep Study. We love that.
Okay, while you're looking for it.
Oh. Students getting less than 8 hours of sleep have a 1.7 times greater risk of injuries than those getting more than 8 hours.
Okay.
Damn.
That's a lot.
That's
That's
a lot.
like almost double the chance of getting injured if you're getting
Taylor, we
less than
need
eight
to be
hours.
sleeping more.
That's why I'm as never got injured, guys. Zero injuries ever. I can't
yeah, that's
think my sleeping was going to prevent me from tearing my rotator cuff.
Taylor, that would have healed everything.
Taylor, you'd never would have tore your rotator cuff.
Never. You should just sleep it
If
off.
you just need to sleep. It's the sleep of it all, okay? We do have 4 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
I
Okay,
have
well,
one more thing that I want to talk about that's really important.
go.
Yeah.
Your nervous system. It's like we have our central nervous system, which is
Yes.
like
Yeah.
brain, spinal cord. And then you have your peripheral nervous system, which is like everything else. But so your central nervous system can actually become fatigued from excessive exercise, from not giving yourself a break. So it's caused by kind of intense training, and it can actually cause you to like lose mental focus. So if you're not giving yourself breaks, if you're not giving yourself like active and passive rest days, if you're not sleeping, if you're not feeling yourself, your central nervous system becomes fatigued. And it can actually like you can lose like coordination in your body because your central nervous system controls everything within your body. And so by giving yourself that rest day, you can replenish your neurotransmitters, which are the chemicals that you have in your brain that dopamine, serotonin, like your happy chemicals and your little happy things that make you love life. So those get replenished during recovery. When those get replenished, your mood regulates and your overall mental health goes up. So it's like in that stage of fatigue where you'll start to feel like anxious, depressed, kind of just like out of it. So I've definitely noticed it where there have been periods in my life where I have not given myself any rest days whatsoever. And like I know that exercise is supposed to make me feel better. But when I haven't given myself any rest, I have gotten to that point where I just hate everything. And I'm like, what is the point of this anymore? It's not helping me. And it was definitely because I was feeling that central nervous system fatigue. I was feeling the effects that it was having on my body when I wasn't giving it rest.
Yeah, it's the burnout of it all.
Yep.
Truly. Yeah. Well, I guess should we wrap it up? 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Do
I
you
have a time
guys
on mine now too. That's so cool.
do you
What?
have any socials you want to drop?
Nope.
Any chance?
No?
No
Both?
schools.
Okay.
I mean, my Insta, it's not very
Yeah.
interesting. There's a whole bunch of pictures of Sydney and Kay
And softball.
and
And softball.
softball.
Big coach.
But it's underscore underscore TAYY 11 underscore underscore.
Beautiful. Go follow Taylor. And then go join the Snapchat group, KAYC-FTNS. Go join the Facebook group, Girls Lifting Plates. I think that's it.
Yeah, if you follow the Snapchat group, you see a lot of pictures of dogs.
Yeah, you get a lot of dog pictures, walks, walkie pictures, lifting
Got a lot of
pictures.
pictures.
It's
Yep. Oh.
sporadic.
Yeah.
Everybody else is sleeping.
Yeah. Happens.
Know.
Well, but yeah, well, thank you guys for coming on here so late last minute. I'll probably FaceTime you after this to figure out how to do the rest of this. So I'll see you guys in like 30 seconds.
Sounds
Perfect.
good.
All right.
Bye,
Bye,
everybody.
everyone. End meeting.